Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. We are cooking up a storm right now here at Quail Park in beautiful Visalia, California. This week's recipes are all about garlic. They're my recipes that are not only inspired by garlic, but also utilizing garlic to the fullness of its real delicious ability to not only bring food to life, but to also give life to food. Garlic is one of those things that you eat, and I promise you, it just makes you feel better. It's a natural bug repellent. It's good to boost the immune system, and I mean really a boost the immune system. And it is a super, super food like avocados or kale. It's just an incredible, incredible ingredient to use in your diet. So without further ado, let's get started. This is my recipe for compound garlic butter toast. Now, everybody's thinking, toast? Come on, chef, that's too easy. And you might be right, but what I've learned in my career as a chef is a lot of good restaurants don't even know how to make a proper compound garlic butter. So I'm going to just give it to everybody here right now. What we're going to need first is 1 pound of butter. Now, there's this misconception that you go to the store and butter is, I promise you this, butter is not oil spread, and there is a difference. Margarine is an oil spread. Real whole butter is not. And real whole butter is a little bit pricier, but I promise you, for this recipe, we need real butter. Because what's going to happen is that oil spread is just going to break down, and once the molecules inside of the spread break down, all you're going to have is a garlic oil, and that's not what we want, not for this recipe. So using whole butter, 1 pound, I'm going to add 4 ounces of shallots. I'm going to take one sprig of thyme, and I'm going to go ahead and remove all the little thyme leaves. One sprig of rosemary, I'm going to remove the little rosemary petals, and I'm going to go ahead and cut those up with my knife. I'm going to try to get that a nice fine cut, almost if you could turn that into a nice powder, that'd even be better. 4 tablespoons of minced garlic. You might think that's a lot, but I promise you it's not. 1 tablespoon of cayenne pepper, 1 tablespoon of Italian seasoning, 1 tablespoon of kosher salt, 1/2 tablespoon of white pepper, and 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. This all goes into our stand mixer. Mix that around with the whipping paddle, not with the actual whip. But if you put the paddle on, it's going to incorporate all that butter together. I like to take a torch and just burn the side of the bowl just to make sure nothing sticks to the side. Go ahead and mix that well. Let that sit in the refrigerator for about an hour. Put that over any kind of toast of your choice and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.